WGXC is a listener-supported community radio station, and it is also a new platform for presenting innovative experimental works on the air. Tune in, WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, and points beyond. Listen to special programs of performance, words, sounds, and other rare and delicious items. Transmitting the arts all day every Saturday and weekdays after midnight. Here is there. Radio lives on in our minds.
You're listening to Cinema Terrorism. This program will broadcast on alternating Saturdays for the winter schedule on WGXC 90.7 FM. Cinema Terrorism is an audio sigil using cut-up methods and collage in order to distill the horror of modern existential malaise into substantiate energy mass. There is no moral value expressed in cinema terrorism. Everything you hear has been alchemically remapped into a new order of relational aesthetics. For more information about the series, please visit cinematerrorisme.blogspot.com. That is terrorism with an E at the end. Terrorism. This installment is entitled Mandatory Suicide Editorial Audiodrome in the Wake of Flux Anomaly, so you don't have to worry about onerous self-assembly part 1. There is material in this program that may be considered offensive, disturbing, or objectionable. If you are sensitive to certain subject matter, or if there are children in the room, please turn off this program.
Where's Elaine?
She never showed up. She deserted me like everybody else.
I had to come here. I've got some pretty bad news.
Yeah, well, why don't you save it? Because I've had all the bad news I can have for today.
Lynn, this is serious. It's about those injections you've been taking.
I don't believe this. There's nothing wrong with these injections. Dr. Zeitman said they were perfectly safe.
Dr. Zeitman is dead. He was poisoned, probably by one of his assistants.
What?
It was on the radio. And that's not all. The man was a lunatic. He was deranged. They found evidence he was using drugs that cause mutations on people.
What do you mean, mutations?
Remember that scientist who went crazy a few days ago? Then he was crushed by a Jeep?
No.
Damn it all, Lynn, it made the headlines. He tore apart one kid and almost killed another. The coroner said he found massive cellular degeneration. But he couldn't find the cause.
You're lying.
Listen to me. This is not the plot to some movie. This is for real. If you're taking any drugs, that madman developed, the same thing could happen to you.
It was the best thing that ever happened to me. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. There's nothing wrong with this, Charles.
Good God, Liz, you know what that stuff is doing to you? It might cause permanent mental damage. Or with your body, it might be killing you.
I'm not listening to you. Shut up.
You must have got to get to a hospital.
I'm not going to
kill you. Jesus Christ.
Aren't you very young to be in a place like this?
I don't need you.
This is an evil place. Are you a virgin?
Lynn, you're sick.
Get out! Get out of here! Leave me alone! I don't need you!
I'll go, but I'll be back!
Don't ever come back here!
You should be.
If you don't,
I've been raped every night since I came here.
I'll kill you!
I was a nurse here. I worked on this ward. Now I'm a psychotic like you.
Howard?
Hey,
I don't know how long she's going to be out.
Okay, I'm trying to hurry, but you want me to get it right, don't you?
Yeah. All right, but let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm rolling.
Here's Eli. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Eli Show, brought to you from our basement collection.
Good. You look real good, Eli.
Thanks, Howard. We're here with tonight's guest, Miss Lori Edwards, age 28. I picked up Miss Edwards hitchhiking on the edge of town and slipped her a little sedative. She should be waking up any minute now.
And how are we going to dispose of tonight's guest, Eli?
Well, we have a few choices. First, there's the straight-edge razor. Then, the scissors. And of course, there's that all-time favorite, the ice pick.
It seems our guest is beginning to wake up, Eli.
The 10 mind controllers, the 10 dimensions of will. First, the 3 keys in the Success Matrix Secret Principles Handbook, available at successmatrix.com/handbook, I explain 3 absolutely fundamental keys to conscious life. Number 1, clarity and intent. Number 2, preparation and organization.
You know,
number 3, willingness, action, and manifestation.
And in my ongoing
research into human will, I realized the dimensions of will fit into those 3 things.
That's terrific. Just because I don't like to do it with the light on, is that any reason for you to leave?
Perceptivity and individuality. Key 2, mindfulness, the preparation controllers. I realized commitment.
I'll
mind
tell
controllers
for the father is leaving us for some teeny
boy. And key number 3, action. The willingness.
Listen, man, I'll come call tomorrow. And if you want us to, we can live with me and Gene.
Mind controller is transcendence.
So long.
By the nature of transcendence, it does not fit under the 3 keys, because transcendence.
So these are really the 2 philosophies that we have competing with each other in the world today.
The Success Matrix task.
Who brought man the gift of fire?
Said Yogi's 7
Prometheus. Who was Prometheus?
And much, much more.
Lucifer.
The Success Matrix.
What was the gift of fire?
The 10 mind controllers.
Knowledge. Intellect.
Complete power.
Hasn't man created industry? Culture. Society. Science.
Thanks for being here.
From the use of 1 solitary thing.
Shows the logic diagram.
Without fire, none of it would occur. None of it. Nothing. There would be no society without fire. That's how it's represented in the ancient myths and in the mysteries. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer,
that was very
son of the morning?
Yeah, I thought you were real stuck up. You didn't even look at me.
What is it represented
you
as?
Seem to be busy.
A bolt of lightning struck a tree. The tree burst into flames. Ancient man, if you watch the movie Quest for Fire, rushed up and grabbed one of the burning branches, and it burned his hand, and he let it go.
And get rid of sand.
Well, he didn't go any farther than that the first time.
All right.
Second time, he may have found a deer that had been roasted by the heat of the fire in the forest. And being hungry, maybe he partook of some of that meat and found it tasted pretty good. Also, the fire was warm. It didn't get cold at night.
This
is where the whole battle between the forces of light and darkness comes from. Man sat up on a rock one night, watching the sunset, said, "Boy, I'm in deep trouble now. I can't see in the dark. There's wild beasts out there. There's tigers with teeth.
That way
7 inches
take
long.
Outside society.
But want me
Perhaps
for dinner?
Perhaps Sharon and Tony here can give us a sample.
What am I gonna do?
Modern technique.
You shut the fuck up.
You know what to do.
I mean, who wants to listen to this windbag all night? I want to get laid.
Oh, shut it!
Neither was many of us put in that situation. But we would know one thing: you're in deep trouble. And so for a good part of his history, man sat huddled in the darkness in some place that made him feel secure, waiting to be saved. Remember, Clark, I'm not telling you what I believe. I'm telling
that's
you what is stuck in the mystery.
You see, they're
I'm telling
out
you
their
what our
they don't mean to kill each other. They're just taking out their aggressions.
Make no mistake about it, they are
by,
our mortal enemies. They want to see us wiped off the face of the earth.
They're releasing it for some harmless and totally unnecessary.
Man huddled in this darkness. Fearful.
Hungry. I call with humble heart.
He kept the fire going. He knew something nobody else knew, and he became the first king, the first priest.
The new bailiff. Called to you.
The first scientist.
Your sister.
All old in the world.
Your slave of the heart. I call to you.
Keep it going. Another man in the cold of the night.
Give me the strength. Give me the power. Take the fear out of my heart. Give me your strength, O brother of mine. I have faith. O Lord, I have faith. Give me your strength. Purify me as I come from the serpent's root. Give me the vengeance of the viper.
When Pat and Barb were married, Barb had been in therapy for severe depression, but no one suspected that she had other personalities.
Well, we were in bed one night, and she woke me up because she wasn't sleeping. She was sitting in bed, and I sat up, and she asked me who I was. I said, I'm Pat, I'm your husband. And she said, I don't have a husband, I'm only 9 years old. What are you doing in my bed?
Barb knows almost nothing about her other personalities. Her mind protects her with amnesia from knowing things that would be traumatic or upsetting. Barb is now 34 and has virtually no memories before the birth of her children.
I'm sorry about the hour and the inconvenience we've caused you. I offer two words in explanation. National security.
Oh, those are very impressive words.
My name is Archton. I'm a major general in the United States Army.
I guess it would be you
General, what's this all about?
Well, in certain cases involving the national defense, counterintelligence is given wide discretion. Such discretion is availed here.
All of a sudden,
now, what's this nonsense about constantly communicating with his dead dog?
Have you ever considered the possibility that it might be just what he believes in?
Ghosts?
General, if we were in my office, I could get from the files a list of distinguished scientists, philosophers,
even jets, who are willing to at least admit the possibility of communicating with the dead.
Her family
expected
her to reflect to the outside world in what was actually going on in the household.
Barb's therapist is Stephen Feldman, who is an acknowledged expert in the treatment of multiple personality disorders.
Tony Morales.
The father was Barb developed an ulcer, and when she was 13, had the first of several abortions performed during her teenage years.
Samuel Hale,
Tortured for years and years and years.
Something in my pocket that belongs across my face.
Work is very theoretical, and he
Bob's amnesia for her childhood enables her to live free from the burden of her past. But her abuse is not real to cybernetics. Those memories exist in the minds of her other personalities. When an alter personality takes control, Barb may disappear in the days of time. She finds herself far from home, occasionally in other states, and once in Canada. When this happens, Barb experiences a total loss of time.
Nothing. But access to the house is hard for us. So how about you doing it again? I'm glad you have a bug detector. Do you know how to use one? Dr. Lowry.
Barb's personalities are different ages. Her daughter's games caused Barb to switch to a child personality, who emerges because she is most suited for play.
What about the wax impression of a little girl's tooth?
Switching often happens in response to changes in Barb's environment. Lori's used to her mother's other personalities, but the switches are not so easy for her husband, Pat.
With something like this at stake, an unfriendly government can afford to spend $1 million.
Don't do that, May. It's not
millions of dollars.
Have that in your mouth.
What I mean is, don't expect any small slip-ups.
It's hard because here I am still wanting to act toward her like her husband.
The little girl's dentist, Dr. L. Esperoni, opened his files for us. Tooth impression exactly the right shape.
It's
confusing and real hard to do sometimes. You know, I got to sit back and realize, well, this isn't my life. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't
well,
just
I heard
come up
you,
behind
General, but let's not make a mistake in basic logic
here. There are some
alters
that don't want to be hugged.
Now, just because something could be a fraud, that doesn't mean it necessarily is a fraud.
A-N-K-H. Often, Pat does care for their three daughters and manage the house alone.
Can't talk to the
children have learned to accept their mother's absences.
Well, I forget the name
the times
the man
when Barb has switched to another personality.
The sun definitely revolved around the earth.
Some of Barb's personalities still relate to the family. One of them is a teenage girl named DJ. DJ is different than Barb in her posture, voice, and language, and also smokes, a habit Barb dislikes. DJ also has different thoughts and feelings.
Little boy, who are you?
How do you feel about Barb's children?
Come over here.
Whether they're your children or not.
They're not. I mean, I care about them and stuff. But they're not my kids. They're Barb's.
DJ emerges when Barb needs to drive, because driving makes Barb nervous. DJ is emotionally stronger and has memories that Barb doesn't. Memories of abuse.
He's Dennis, right?
Stay right there.
Drill on other parts of her body with his dentist drill. Beat the out of her and I'll kick her and shit like that.
When Barb couldn't run from her father, she escaped into her mind, leaving another personality to experience and contain the worst memories of torture.
Whatever made you say that for?
But I know you're the werewolf. I saw you.
And who gave you this fantastic tale?
Huh?
Shit, wake up! Wake up!
Big fat boy! Fat!
I'm Paula San Diego de Monte Carlo, the youngest sister.
I'm gonna give it to you.
I am Katrina, Gorilla de Monte Carlo, a born lady. And I'm Victorina Gallego de Monte Carlo.
I'm gonna give you a heartfelt wish. I'm gonna give you a wish.
Oh, why was I ever born, sister? She leaves me the shore.
Right.
Shall we start?
What is that?
Where are you going? What are you getting ready to do?
Never.
I'm crawling between your legs.
Oh, you should
what
try.
What does it look like I'm doing? Before I give you a lesson in pleasure, I'm gonna give you a lesson in pain.
Is the driver everyone's fault? Is this Katie's fault? You know whose fault I think it is? I think it's our fault for continuing to be dependent on oil. Oil is America's crap. Seriously, if you look at Western civilization's relationship to oil, it is the relationship between a drug addict and his drug of choice. We discover oil and wow, we were flying high. It's like there's nothing we couldn't do. We went to the moon on oil. But now we're getting into the later stages
now
of addiction.
Now that you have smelled
and we're going
the fullness of my
wars
breath.
Over oil.
You mean
and
now
we're spilling
taste
oil
the sweetness
into our
of my
oceans
tongue.
And our rivers. And it's getting all over the animals. And it's killing the fishing industry. And all these fishermen right now are pissed off because they are out of work. They don't have a job because they don't have any fish. Because the oil is killing all the poor little fish. And if you've ever been to Louisiana, you know that a big-ass chunk of our economy is seafood. We love
yes.
seafood.
You've
got
and visitors.
All those tasty
visitors.
Little Gulf
oh,
shrimp that we like
any
to
visitors.
Indulge
who
in.
Who are they?
They're going bye-bye for a while.
It's that Angie
because
Bright
no one
kid,
wants
stupid.
Gulf shrimp a la crude oil. America
this
needs to
boy.
Get off
boy.
Of the oil tip.
Go
it's never been a renewable resource. We've always known that it was going to run out, and yet we have not heavily invested in an alternative
so now you're bringing
energy.
Guided tourists to my
there was a march on yeah. Wall Street. It was a small
then.
March, less
sorry,
than 10,000
sir.
People
tell the whole
up.
World my
so it was well
tourist.
Smaller than
this
the 60 or 70,000 people
oh, of course,
that showed Charlie. Up yes. to the 9/12 Tea Party protest in Washington. Or if
you
we're
know
watching
my mother?
A conservative
sure.
outlet,
she's
going to 7 billion
well,
people
I've come about
that turned
my father.
Up to the 9/12
you're
march
a hippie,
in Washington. But you know what the great
labeling,
thing is?
Thing,
despite
yeah.
the number disparity, there were probably
God.
More black people at the Wall Street march than there were at the 9/12 march. And
paranoid,
by the way, Michael Moore brought up
so
a good point on Larry King the other
what
night.
We are.
Why
living
don't
things.
The Tea Party protesters protest on Wall
also,
Street?
Also, a safe
don't
place for
they
butterflies.
Hate these corporations
organic
and what they've
supermarkets.
Done to America, supposedly?
Better
I know they blame
women.
Obama, but
what's wrong with
the
my
part
body?
Of the reason they hate Obama
like
is
money?
Because he gave our money to the banks.
I have a proposition
so
for you.
Why aren't they protesting the banks?
It's clean.
Why aren't
will
they protesting America's financial structure?
Give
why
her
haven't they taken their protest to Wall
yeah.
Street? It's a really intriguing Peter question.
Jones.
It's just one more thing that leads you to believe that their movement is
I
rooted still. Less in politics and more in, well, racism. And it's always been kind of strange to me the fact that conservatives have no black supporters. Well, very few black
black supporters. Democrats get something like 90% of the black vote every single time. That's really odd, because the Republicans are the party of Lincoln, who was behind the Emancipation Proclamation.
Let me be the first to congratulate you on your first overdose.
Let me be the first to congratulate you. It was genius. Only you could dream up something like this.
Dream up what?
Last night's party. It was better than a 10-inch, and you know it. When Angel was lowered from the ceiling, boy, oh boy. And to think I believed you actually killed him. I swallowed it hook, line, and sinker, but I should have known. I should have known you could never kill anyone.
James, you're delirious. Here, listen to this. Michael Musto's column. Nightclubbing. Mr. Mass was fighting Mr. Dealer about money he was owed. Mr. Dealer was choking Mr. Mess just as Mr. Mess number two came in and hit Mr. Dealer over the head with a hammer.
Fabulous! You even suckered the press! It's genius!
James, would I lie to you?
Yes, all the time.
Well, not this time. Don't you want to know how I got rid of the body?
Okay, Mr. Psycho Killer. I'll play along. Snuggle up.
Days passed. We didn't know what to do.
Ugh, shut up, what's that smell?
Plumbing.
After about a week or so, the smell got so bad, I said to Freeze,
we have to do something about this terrible mess.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But Freeze isn't very good in the dead body disposal department. No siree. So, I sent him to Macy's Kitchenware to buy some knives and a TV because we needed a big box. I did so much heroin that day, I hoped it would kill me. But it was easy. The meat just fell away and the bones just snapped. We put it all into a box in the living room, and after a few more days, we threw it into the river and floated away. It wasn't like he was alive or anything. He was totally dead. James, say something.
Life is the great indulgence, death the great abstinence. Therefore, make the most of life. Here and now.
Michael, we have to go.
What is she doing here?
There is no heaven of glory bright.
We're going to rehab.
And no hell
right now,
where sinners
it's
roast.
It's going to be like a honeymoon. We'll start all
here and now is our day of torment.
No drugs.
Here and now is our day of joy. Here and now is our opportunity. Choose ye this day, this hour, for no Redeemer liveth. Say unto thine own heart, I am mine own Redeemer.
How do you call it?
Stop the way of them that would persecute you. Let them be hurled back to confusion and infamy. Those who devise thine undoing. Let them be a shaft before the cyclone, and after they have fallen, rejoice in thine own salvation. Then all thy bones shall say pridefully, who is like unto me? Have I not been too strong for mine adversaries? Have I not delivered myself? by mine own brain and body.
Yes, there was. A real bad one, too. There I go. Yeah, they were lucky they managed to crawl away from the wreck before they got tanked.
Why is that one of the parts for this rope? Was it the impact of the crash that did that?
Sure, it was wet. The wind's over there. Didn't want me to stay in the cold. I should have had to leave the dress on. A wet thing is better than smelly brown.
Now cut it out, you two. There's no more upholstery, period.
Yeah, that car is nothing but a smoldering rag.
Instead of fighting, you three ought to get down on your knees and thank the God Almighty.
Listen, sister. I get down on my knees for only one thing and say, man, thank the Almighty I'm doing.
Woo! She's a sassy one, ain't she?
Your zipper's open, young man.
Sorry. Freshmouth over there wasn't satisfied with handling her stick shift.
It wasn't my fault the guy in crap happened. Angel pushed over there with the way.
And for good reason, shut you up.
Well, you shut me up this time, Dave. Maybe next time, you won't be so lucky. What did you wish to do?
You leave my husband out of this. My husband was a decent man.
Who is
My name is Mrs. Derek Hammond. Welcome to Fairy Blossom, the name my husband and I chose for the estate you are now standing on.
Now, if you get me something to drink, please forgive my manners. It's been so long since I've entertained.
Well, you're doing pretty good in that short kimono.
It's Mrs.
Hammond's widow. Her husband is buried in the wine cellar.
Oh, really?
Well, then why did you forget about this thing? Afraid of the dead room?
This is an unexpected
degree with you more.
Not for me.
Not me. I always sleep on my back.
Why? Who is this girl? A nurse.
Because in the back, everything lies down flat.
Then tangled up. See that Senor Lopez is super important.
Damn, nice and rough. She's so accustomed to iron butts. What's keeping you from training your keepers on this bottom of the ball over here?
You're not a broad. Don't resist that smell filling the floor to my feminine.
Shut up! Turn so, Dr. Smith, you have replaced the late lamented Nayland Smith.
Nayland Smith is very much alive, fool man.
Indeed.
You want to know how she died?
Allow me to show you something.
I'm going to throw. Stop that telling me something.
Your friend, Nayland Smith, received the kiss of death, as did some of the most important men in the world's capital, men known to be my closest enemies. But they are only the prelude to my drama, documentary. The same poison has been given to tens, can be given to millions, and shall be. The world disobeys me. When the moon is full, those who have received the kiss will die.
And then they threw their drinks on her to douse out the flame.
And then I shall announce to the world that lies they were drinking within my power. As a further demonstration of what fate will be if it continues to defy me, I shall at the same time commit an act that will be long remembered. In these containers is enough poison to destroy 1,000 men. Multiply that 10,000 times and... Already my agents are nearing
love,
bearing with them such a gift. And upon my signal, the poisonous cloud will be released. That will be my message to the world. Capitulate, or the same death will be the fate of millions more. I do not doubt that after that, the rest of the world will accept my command. Already men are dying. And in the great cities of the world, my orders have been obeyed.
Well, I didn't realize that I'd married into such notoriety. She was a stupid idiot. A sick nitwit.
We're losing her.
Oh, my God. Now we are about to perform our last test. After we clean the pudding and our master,
this body has got to go.
We shall release.
I thought you were taking care of this.
Of it,
are you done with her?
Everlasting death. Horrible. Inescapable. Universal. Yes.
What's your name? Well, I think he's in. I think your six flat cover. Yes. Oh, aren't you the
new man?
Oh, yeah. How's that feel, huh? You like that?
I don't think I'll ever get used to it. Around me, people in pain, suffering. It's like I was all alone. Completely alone. In the middle of a world that's in agony. Nights like these always make me so nervous. It's like I don't think I'll ever get used to it. All around me are people in pain, suffering. It's as if I was all alone, completely alone, in the middle of a world that's in agony. Nights like these always make me so nervous. It's like I don't think I'll ever get used to it. All around me are people in pain, suffering. It's as if I was all alone, completely alone, in the middle of a world that's in agony.
Sunday, July 4th, 11:05 a.m. In a few moments, some of these people will become holiday weekend safety statistics. Participants in a major smash-up on California's Interstate 5. 39 vehicles will be involved, 62 people will be injured, 14 will die. Officially, it will be listed as 1179 accident caused by mechanical failure. Nothing will appear in the record about fear, anger, love, frustration, about the human factor. This story is about that human factor, about some of those holiday statistics, who they were, what they did in the 40-odd hours that brought them all, complete strangers, together to face their destiny on Interstate 5. I'm Sam Markham, Sergeant California Highway Patrol. I'm one of those statistics. Yeah.
This is a dental bill,
and so on. I think in the future, my bill will come in XML. It'll be marked up as a bill from a dentist. You know, there won't be work to taxonomize a lot of stuff, too. So there's still room for it.
And there are about, and I enumerated the number of data types, and there are like, I think I got up to about 200 different things that you would identify, you know,
things that you'd like to be able to retrieve by, and you'd like a program, anytime those things are identified.
You promised me you'd try when I got transferred out here. I mean, we sold the house, I took a cut in pay, we left everything behind, everyone. Now you promised me you'd try to control it.
Yeah, especially, it's actually much harder for Gordon's corpus because there's so much that was old and was scanned. That's so different from a couple of years from now where every picture we take is going to have GPS, it's going to have the location and the time already. That's so easy to cross-reference to your calendar and see what you were up to. I mean, your story will be much more readily available.
And the people are recognized too.
Obviously,
working at the system is as much effort as it was to collect and save all boards. But when you think specifically about the time it took to collect and save it, how much time and effort? How much time do you spend?
Hear what old Judd's got to tell him. Judd's an old fool.
We've never really
set
put
the
it.
Dogs again.
In 2001, when we were scanning all
shut
the
up. Data, shut up. Data, ain't nobody want to hear you.
And then,
fool,
but
dog.
That class data varies all the time. You know, it's still easy. To make a really good scan. We just scanned. Had a scanning service scan 100 of those what I consider those beautiful museum posters.
Which one of you is Veronica? That's her, and she's guilty as hell. Take it away, please. My name is Angela. Marcy sent me down to introduce myself. I'm your new cabin mate.
Great, another musketeer. Welcome aboard. This one with no manners here, this is Tammy. Say hello to our new partner in crime, Tammy.
Well, welcome to the most exclusive prison camp in the country.
Oh, where the only requirements are that your daddy is rich and you're over 18.
And you've been a very naughty girl, so tell us, we're dying to know, what horrible crime did you commit to get sent to this godforsaken place?
Oh, you can't keep secrets from your roommates now.
Ages ago, don't you know what time it is?
We'll have to beat it out of you later.
You're Catholic, aren't you?
How did you know that?
Call it an educated guess.
My father was brought up in the old country, Sicily. He's very strict about our religion.
I think I can guess at the rest, too. You married someone your daddy didn't approve of. Someone who wasn't Catholic, right?
I don't know how.
This place is real remote, isn't it?
I've never set foot.
Sure is. As a matter of fact, this place is the last stop for most of us. We leave here, our loving parents will take away our allowance, our credit cards, and... God, we might even have to work for a living.
Anyway, Angie, it isn't so bad here. If only they would send us a few men occasionally.
Eventually,
I don't get...
At the end of the corridor...
you see a person. Always the same.
What about the guy that brought me to the camp? He was awfully nice looking. Greg?
Well, you can forget about him. Every girl in the camp has already tried.
What about
the
those two?
It's J.D.
and his low-life friend Animal.
In your
Angie, you better put up your cross and head this way. See you later.
Or a prostitute. In fact, that woman for you represents degradation and vice. The flat next door is a symbol of vice. You've referred to this woman before as someone who is not quite respectable.
No, she certainly isn't.
That's it. Your conscience forces you to disapprove of that woman's way of life. But at the same time, her freedom excites your curiosity. You feel attracted. This conflict, which is responsible for your actual state of anxiety, explains the recurrence of your dream.
That's weak. Only weak people do that.
I could look you in the eye if I wanted to, Daddy. I just don't want to look you in the eye.
I guess you're just a weak person. Must have got that from your mother. It probably would have been better for you if you'd been born a girl. You could have named you Michelle. You see, weakness is more acceptable in a girl, Michelle. Oh, I'm sorry, I mean Mike. I keep forgetting. Wait a minute. Why did I call you Michelle all the time? I wouldn't have to be so goddamn ashamed of you when your name was his. I could just think of you as a girl all the time, couldn't I? By your frocks and your dresses and your frilly hats and your frilly scarves, and you could be daddy's little girl. I wouldn't have to be so f***ing ashamed of being seen with you in public, would I, eh?
Guilty inside. Hate. I can't hardly speak.
And don't speak. Speak to me, show me. Tell me about it. I'm not interested in what little girls have to say anyway. Show me! Show me your anger! Show me! Then I can understand it.
There you are, Daddy. There you are. This is me, Daddy. This is what you do to me inside.
Go all the way through it, Michelle. Go all the way through it to the end. Come out the other end. Don't stop in the middle. I'm watching you. I'm watching everything you do, Mike.
So you're back.
The enchanters are all around you.
Of course not. You've made me as rotten as you are.
Hundreds of them.
You see?
The high school principal. The druggist. An insurance salesman.
I don't want to have anything more to do with you.
The mayor. All of them.
Get out of my life!
Have you ever been driven mad by someone who knew just couldn't be your type?
Yes.
Long for every moment. Responded to their every desire. And then, when they decided, it all stopped.
Wipe it off.
Cold. Over.
I said wipe it off!
And now, sometimes, you forget the name. And sometimes you can't see your core face.
then you want to take him back to Santa Claus.
I don't know if he'll ever use his magic. Catherine de' Medici, Henry III, Pope Leo the Great, Queen Elizabeth of England, and James VI of Scotland were all suspected to be active in the art. The shape of witchcraft has been varied. As varied as the imagination and design of the personality involved dared.
Reindeer, Santa Claus,
in fantasy, there's Snow White's beautiful but wicked queen stepmother with her poison apple. In reality, Joan of Arc. A dedication to a boy's ambitious drive, thirst for adventure, and celestial voices. They have little in common. And the two never have felt to rapport with the mythical Medea, who, when scorned by Jason, gifted his younger love with a gown made of magical cloth that burned like fire. But how little remains to bind these women. It isn't too difficult to see the spirit decor that motivated them.
Reindeer from the
but how can you tell where the enchanters are? There's one way. Witches and wizards have a spontaneous interest in sexual situations.
It's a deal.
They're sensual and use it in their lust for power.
Yeah. See you all around the ski slopes, Mr. Mayor.
And though not all the enchanters are promiscuous, all are successful with emotional seductions. And all right here in the lovers.
On will be white, overnight it will be cold. On Christmas Day,
if there is a strange light in the eyes, a subtle fragrance of apple and a warm vibration to the touch.
What are you going to do with those three women?
You should know the answer to that. They work for the rebellion, but I can't prove it yet. I'm not worried, though. I'll make them talk. It won't be hard. That type of woman will break. They're scared to death. And with a little help from you, I'm sure they will cooperate. We'll be helping the government and amusing ourselves at the same time. What do you say? It'll be fun. We'll be working together again. Just like old times.
Yeah, can we start right away? I haven't lost my touch.
Excuse me, I've brought your luggage.
Huh?
She can't take this warm weather. I've got to get her home. Hope I'm not too late. There we go, girl.
Milton, have you got all your instruments?
If anybody should come by asking about her...
Everything I need is here. About an hour ago. I sold everything else but these. They're my only friends.
What am I gonna do about those?
Without these, I would be lost. I'll be happy to work again.
You still have another friend, my dear. I have a surprise for you. You will stay with me, as second in command, with the whole camp at your feet.
But you're paying for Dom Perignon.
I've never done this before.
Done what?
Bought a strip, exotic dancer a drink.
Hey man, listen. Here, I'm a stripper. And here you sit every Friday night. I've seen you.
I really admire your, sheer physical energy you put into your performance. It indicates an impressive latent heat energy output. In the region of 4,000 BTUs, I'd say. British thermal units. It's a method of measuring heat.
Baby, the heat I got. What are you, a physicist or something?
No, I'm not a physicist. I'm a computer engineer. I'm interested in the transferal of...
What's that?
Might be a bit. It's probably all...
Lola, your wife?
No.
Your girlfriend?
Uh-uh.
Well, who then?
Well, she's sort of a friend.
Sort of a friend?
What sort of a friend? Do you...
Good heavens, no.
Well, what then?
Well, actually, Lola's not a person. She's a computer.
Oh. Wouldn't that make Lola an it instead of a she?
I'd better call it. Guess she changed her mind.
It changed its mind, you mean. Hey, baby, what's your name?
Watson.
Making Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, well, in spite of the fact that my given name is Nigel, I don't think there was any intention on my parents' part.
Make reference to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, creator of history's most famous detective. Nigel, what you see here is a facade. Facade, the front part of anything, often used figuratively with implications of an imposing appearance, concealing something inferior. Except in my case, of course. What this opposing appearance conceals is a good mind. I do this gig for two reasons. One, because I need the money, and two, because I enjoy it. Talking about references, literally or otherwise, my real name is Lois.
As in Lane?
Touché. So, tell me about your friend Lola.
Ah, Lola. Lola is an integral, well, the integral part of a support and maintenance system I've designed for ultra-high-density office complexes.
So? Most modern buildings are computerized in one way or another, aren't they?
Yeah, but because of my system and Lola, Sandon Building, for example, can be energy self-sufficient, completely independent of fossil fuels.
You have been listening to Cinema Tourism on WGXC 90.7 FM. This installment is entitled Mandatory Suicide Editorial Audiodrome in the Wake of Flux Anomaly, so you don't have to worry about onerous self-assembly part 1. This program will broadcast on alternating Saturdays for the winter schedule on WGXC 90.7 FM. For more information about the series, please visit cinematerrorisme.blogspot.com. That is terrorism with an E at the end. Terrorism.